This sandbag wall is based on homelessness and the fact that I was trying to get through to people that homelessness does not discriminate. And so I thought of doing a piece based on the floods, starting out using sandbags, and I started out with the Hessian bags, which are seen in the flood areas, and then started working with materials found around the home, such as pillowcases, cushion covers, blankets, tablecloths, and working the way up the wall with those pieces. And then the real desperation sets in when the flood waters keep rising and they've used briquette bags and clothing, the flannelette shirt, typical Aussie significance to that, the fluoro shirt, workers' shirt, which often you see on the SES workers who are there helping those in flood regions and so forth, and the hoodie. I finished it off with a hoodie, which is quite a significant piece of clothing worn by a lot of homeless people on the streets in Melbourne and so forth. So, and the clothing sort of shows the real desperation of the attempts to try and save the home.
Why the focus on homeless people and homelessness?
My second day at university, I became homeless myself. My 10-year-old daughter and I became homeless, and I was homeless for the full first year of university. So as an artist, we often use our own life experiences to create artworks, and it just gave me great subject matter to work with. And I just found the more I researched homelessness, the more I felt there was a need to speak, be the voice for those that can't speak for themselves, who are living out on the streets. And what a great way to do it than create artwork that says it for them.
What's the process been like? Because it must be quite personal, having gone through this situation yourself.
It's given me a great appreciation for those who actually had it worse than me. And I was one of the lucky ones who was able to at least find a caravan in which to live for the time that I was deemed as homeless. And the further I researched it, the more I felt that I wanted to do something more for those who didn't have a voice. And I worked down at the Les Twentyman Foundation in Footscray. I took my daughter down with me, and we worked in the soup kitchen down there, and I got down on the streets with a lot of the homeless and disadvantaged people down there, and just talked with them and listened to them, and I had the opportunity to say to them, to ask them, what if they could get a message out there to the world, what would it be? And so I listened to their stories and tried through my artwork to cover as many aspects of the messages that they wanted to get across to people. They're often judged by their appearance, which is quite unkempt. And a lot of them I found were very intelligent people. They wanted a better life for themselves but didn't know how to even begin once they'd got themselves into the situation of homelessness.
How has this helped your artistic studies as well?
I've developed quite an awareness of material usage through this study on homelessness and the connection of material to subject matter. And I really enjoy working with materials and finding the connection to a particular subject or a particular message that I want to get across to people. I've used corrugated iron and paling fences and most anything that's connected with, has that connection to a home or street life as well. So yeah, I've sort of try and connect that home with the streets through the materials.
Is this the end of your studies at Monash? Do you plan to go on?
I will go on. I've been studying now for 6 years, and I'd like a break from study for 12 months. And during that 12 months, I want to get down to Melbourne and work amongst more homeless people down there and research, continue researching, and then come back and do my honours, and then hopefully my Master of Fine Arts and PhD. So
it sounds like you've made quite a journey through your degree as well. As you mentioned, at the start of your degree, you're faced with a quite big challenge. How have you worked through that?
Persistence. Being homeless and being at university wasn't an easy task. A lot of people thought in the beginning that being at university that you would be able to be housed through the university in their residences, but having a 10-year-old daughter at the time, she's not covered by university policy. So it was a difficult time, but and I was encouraged by a lot of people to defer at the time. But when you're homeless, you need something to hold on to. And university gave me that. It gave me a reason to get up every day and keep going forward.